The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Good morning. It's rainy outside, but that doesn't make any difference. We're rocking here. It's 7:05 on May the 17th, and it's a Tuesday of Rodeo Week. Don't get excited about it raining today. No. All the events will be continued. Yesterday they had to cancel that one program with the special kids and the horses because the rodeo arena was wet. But everything else is going. We got a notice yesterday that said, you know, an email that said that the kitty parade was canceled. That's not true. Everything else is going, and it looks like we're going to have great weather this weekend. So we're here, and there's a lot of things happening this week. But, you know, one of the big things that's happening is Bad Bob.
Oh, I don't know about that, but thank you and good morning. And,
how you doing, Bad Bob?
Doing well at 6:05. Got a hazardous weather outlook to tell you about, sir.
It's 7:05. How you doing at 7:05?
Yes.
If, you know, 6:05 is probably okay, but what about 7:05?
Yeah, spring forward, fall back, yeah. Hazardous weather outlook. Could be some snow in the high elevations, particularly if you're heading up there to maybe do some early season camping or hiking. There will be periods of heavy snow across the northern Sierra Nevada. And, of course, if you're heading out towards the coast, as is my beautiful wife, please be careful on the highways. They can be a little slippery, and especially around that Burt Ranch area. Now, it is 48 degrees. Weather always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's right. Anselmo Vineyards is going to be a big party up there this week on May 21st, Linda's birthday. She's singing. She's got Pat Cart. She's got Lou White, Rick Hill. And it's going to be Tiara Night, but you're going to need... You know, they're already filling up there, but you're going to need, there's probably still room, always is. They can fit people in there. Give them a call at 474-5546. Say you want to be in the music room in there. They're going to have giveaways, they're going to have baskets, horseback rides, those kind of things. You know, they're kind of making it a big thing up there at Anselmo's for Linda's birthday, as they should. And speaking of beautiful brides, she is on assignment, getting ready to do a TV commercial today. So they're going to be filming that a little bit later, so she's out doing that. We've got a lot going on here today. Steve Carlton, our Shasta County District Attorney, is going to be calling in at 7:30 to talk about this Martinez case. As you know, the many times that District Attorney Carlton was on the show, as was District Attorney Benito, during the election campaigns, he said that he would take a look at the Martinez case. Not once did he promise he was going to prosecute. He said, you know, I'm going to open it up and look at it. He has done that, and he has decided to file charges on manslaughter against Mr. Schauman. And I think the assistant to District Attorney Carlton is going to be the one that's trying the case. So that's starting, but you can ask him questions at 7:30 when he comes. He's going to call in. And about this, what was the change? Why now? Okay, other things that we're going to be talking about. We've got Senator Doug LaMalfa calling in at 8 o'clock. We've talking safe boating. I think somebody else rolled in out there early today. But we've got a lot to talk about here on the show. We're going to be talking about should we raise taxes or not. The governor's pushing for tax hikes. There's a I shouldn't even say this, should I? The Terminator became the Governator, is now the Papinator. That's right. Schwarzenegger today announced that he followed a love child in the last few years with one of his household staff. You know, people say, how can you always find something to talk about for 2 hours a day, 5 days a week? I said, you're lucky we don't do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, because there's always something going on out there that we can talk about. We got a lot of people in the chat room. The chat room's at KCNR1460.com. Or prepare your phones for for when the district attorney and the senator come on at 530-605-4567. We're going to take a break right now. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 7:10 in the morning, KCNR 1460, and this is Free Fire Radio at its best.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, 7:13 in the morning on May the 17th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, 244-1988. Are you going to keep playing that? Or is that just... Dun, 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 dun. B&T Satellite, 244-1988. You want to satellite? Don't call the 800 number. No, call Doug Tooley. Call Doug Tooley at 244-1988. And keep it local. He does great work. We have him petitioned at our house. We have nothing but success with that system. And Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite. Keep your money local. Don't call the 800 number. It goes to some other hemisphere, and you will never get the service that you will from Doug Tooley. 244-1988. Somebody said it should be called that Schwarzenegger is no, not the Poppinator, the Impregnator. I'm sorry. It was good. Okay, we're going to talk about, we've got all these other things to talk about, but Oh, this is the beginning of Safe Boat Week. Safe Boating Week. Is that right, Bob?
National Safe Boating Week.
And
yes.
You have a guest here today that you want to talk to about this.
Well, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Carl Pierce, the Flotilla Commander for Reading Flotilla 3-9 of the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Robert.
And first of all, explain what is the auxiliary for those who may kind of have some misconceptions.
It's interesting you ask, Bob. Coast Guard Auxiliary is a group of volunteer personnel who fill the slots that the regular Coast Guard cannot fill. And we're primarily in inland waters here in Redding, California. So we have a group of men and women. I encourage women to also look at join the auxiliary, that get together, train, study, and we put on safe boating classes. We patrol the lakes in the area, Shasta Lake, Whiskeytown, Butte Lake, and Oroville Lake, and along with the Sacramento River, to look for safety issues and provide safety instructions, both wearing life jackets and items of that area, especially out of Whiskeytown for the kayak program.
Now, of course, Coast Guard, why do they care about the lakes?
It's a good question, Robert. People do get injured on the lakes. There are a lot of boats out, and today we have motorized boats as well as sailboats, as well as kayaks. Kayaks is becoming very, very plentiful up in this area. People enjoy getting out on the lakes and rivers, and so there's reasons for learning to be safe boating. And know your limits when you're around a kayak, as well as sailboats and fishing boats and et cetera.
What's the number one thing that causes fatalities out on the water?
Not wearing a life jacket.
Okay. And why? And what else?
Well, accidents due to alcohol, drinking, and excess. You know, boat's no different than driving an automobile. You should not be drinking while driving a boat. Also, keep in mind you got 3,000 pounds of something floating through the water with no brakes.
And tell them, yeah, go ahead.
There's a question from the chat room that says, do the men and women who help keep our lakes safe, the ones who volunteer their time, do they still have to use their own money for the boats they drive?
Good question. If you're with the auxiliary, no. If you put your boat in as a facility for the Coast Guard, they will provide fuel for the boat and transportation of the boat to and from the lake, and they'll also provide you funds or stipend to cover minor expenses such as food for your crew and so forth.
But the upkeep and maintenance of your boat is your responsibility.
That is correct.
Okay. Tell us quickly about this weekend, Carl.
Hey, you know, if you're grew up on a cattle ranch, so I enjoy rodeoing, but if you're looking for something a little different, Saturday we're going to have a big activity out at Whiskeytown. We're going to have Coast Guard Auxiliary group out there with their boats. Along with, we're going to have National Guard with bridge building boats. We have Shasta Marina, as well as we're going to have CHP helicopter out there, and the Coast Guard is flying over from Humboldt with their helicopter. We'll do some training exercise on the boat rescuing.
And that's kind of a highly visual and kind of exciting thing to see, right?
Yes, it is. Bring your kids out, and we'll also be doing safety boat inspection of boats, checking your boat to make sure you have the proper equipment on it. That's all free, and Shasta Marina is going to be handing out a lot of gift items, so come on out and enjoy the day with us.
And, yeah, West Marine is going to be out there and a lot of other folks as well, we hope.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, well, you know what? Here's the thing about safe boating is that, you know, when we have our spring breaks and there's other things that are going on, that a lot of people go out there and, hey, I can drive a boat and really there's no laws and I can drink beer and I can just drive as fast as I want. And they can't because you've got a 3,000-pound bomb going downrange at 30 miles an hour and you don't know how to turn it. So it's the kind of thing. So National Safe Boating Week. Another big thing, of course, if you have kids, they have or anybody really in the boat should have a life preserver on.
Well, it's a nice comment you make, Carl, in that this campaign this week is called Boat Smart, Wear It. Wear your life jacket. 8 out of 10 people die from not wearing their life jacket.
Yeah, and the boat turns over and they can't swim or they get maybe knocked woozy.
That lake is cold right now.
Hypothermia takes over right away. Yes. Okay, well, Carl, thank you so much for coming in, Carl Pierce, and talking about this. And this is something we'll, you know, Bob will mention a few times this week about things that are going this weekend. It's a big week here. And along with the rodeo and Linda's birthday and this and the ending of the world. And we're going to talk about that when we get back from this break. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio at 7:20 in the morning on May the 17th. The weather rock is wet. And this is Free Fire Radio.
Seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include Golden Living Center, Oakdale Heights and Sierra Oaks, Golden Umbrella, Riverview Chiropractic, Patrick Black of Edward Jones, Marquis Care Shasta, Barbara McClaskey Insurance. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Seifert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. And, you know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Harrison's Marine and RV is your vacation specialist. The campgrounds are open. The lakes are full. It's time you got out and enjoyed our local attractions. Don't go away on vacation. At Harrison's Marine and RV, they're inviting you to stay and play with great savings on top-name boat and RV brands. Harrison's Marine and RV offers a large selection of travel trailers, toy haulers, and fifth wheels by top manufacturers. And pontoon, ski, and family boats. It's time to plan your summer. And with the savings right now at Harrison's Marine and RV, there's no reason to wait, especially deals like this. A brand new 20-foot Bennington pontoon boat, only $199 per month on approved credit. Or a 21-foot travel trailer from Wildwood for only $189 per month on approved credit. Save today, vacation all year. And even with the cost of fuel, RVing and boating are up to 61% less than other vacations. Harrison's Marine and RV, your vacation specialist. I-5 and Oasis. Stay and play with Harrison's Marine and RV.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. You know where that song is from? Eddie and the Cruisers. Carl and Linda Bott, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at 7:23 in the morning on May 17th. It's raining out there. It's okay. Our day is sunny in here. You know, there's going to be a lot of things happening this week. I think it says today there's going to be something like a bank hold up sometime today. It says on this yellow piece of paper over there. Hey, the end of the world is happening. You know that Linda enjoys a big birthday. You know, she likes it to be special. But ending the world on May 21st Seems like going just a little bit overboard. What do you think? Okay, now how did we get to that day? Does anybody know how we got to that day, May 21st? All right, you ready? I'm going to try and explain it here. It seems that 7,000 years after the Great Flood, Noah, remember? 4,900 B.C., minus a year because of the calendar, it's now 2011. Okay. And May 21st is the 17th day of the second month on the biblical calendar. That's where it comes from. And I got this off a website now. Where they got it from is beyond me. But there was a lot of whereas and vows and all that on the website. So maybe they figured this out. Anyway, so because the world's going to end, because we had a chance after the flood and it's still not working. So anyway, that's why it's going to be May 21st, 2011. If you need more information on this, please call Bad Bob at 605-4567. He'll be glad to explain it all to you, including the spot where a 495-foot arc took care of everybody.
Cubit?
It was a cubit. That's right. They were Cubans?
Cubit.
Oh, cubit. Okay. All right. Let's go on to some other things here. The Sahara Resort. This thing has been around forever. Finally got shut down. You know, Linda was, she goes, oh my God. She had entertained there several times. The Sahara was the resort for a long time. That banging sound that people hear so often is the pen that I use that is standing up that gets knocked over on a regular basis. A judge, as we go from subject to subject here, pay attention. A federal judge ruled Monday there is no constitutional right to carry a hidden gun in public. There is no constitutional right to carry a hidden gun in public, a decision that dealt a setback to gun rights advocates who had challenged how much discretion California law enforcement officials have in issuing concealed weapons permits. Morrison England Jr. in Sacramento supported a policy by Yolo County Sheriff Ed Prieto that says applicants must have a reason such as a safety threat to legally carry a concealed weapon in his county, northwest of Sacramento. Well, Yolo County and the sheriff, I wonder how new that sheriff is. Just wondering. So he's saying is, hey, you've got to have a reason. You can't just have the cause that I have a right to carry a concealed weapon. No. You've got to have a reason that meets with the sheriff of Yolo County. Now, Yolo County sheriff, then he has to still respect, I would imagine, what other sheriffs say. That's going to be an interesting question for Tom Basenko tomorrow when he's on. If Yolo County does that, can he say, hey, look, there will be no concealed weapons in my county? Can he do that? Or will that be a lawsuit? Now, I bet this lawsuit's going to continue on up the chain of command till it gets to the Supreme Court. Because, you know, is this one of those things that says, is this one of the parts of the facets of what a local sheriff can say? And say, hey, I don't want people carrying concealed weapons just because they can, just because they're law-abiding citizens, just because that the threat out there and I can't get to them for 30 or 40 minutes, or the police can't get to them for 12 minutes because of the cutbacks in the police and the cutbacks in the money. So it's not right that you should be able to carry a concealed weapon, even though the bad guys can carry a concealed weapon. That's okay, Sheriff. So I tell you what, you know why you carry a weapon? Because you aren't there in Yolo County. We are blessed in many ways to live in Shasta County. And one of the ways that we are lucky to live in Shasta County is because we've got a sheriff by the name of Tom Basenko, who believes in the right of an individual to carry a weapon. If you don't have a criminal record, you don't have other things that disqualify you from it, guess what? You can carry a weapon concealed in Shasta County because he trusts the people. The sheriff in Yolo County is a jerk and does not trust his own law-abiding legal constituents, in my humble opinion here. It just is, I find it interesting that, you know, when you go back to and you look at the crime statistics of those who carry concealed, you'll find that it's just just so small, and none of it has to do with all of a sudden a gent or a woman pulling out a concealed weapon legally carried and start shooting and blasting away. It doesn't happen. Okay, we got to take a break here, and we got to take the news, and District Attorney Steve Carlton should be calling us during the break here, and we'll talk to him about the Martinez case, and he can't stay on real long, but we'll try and ask as many questions as we can. So join us after the break. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:30 in the morning on May 17th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the Bears are taking charge of Wall Street in early morning trading. A negative outlook from Hewlett-Packard and weak news from the housing sector are weighing down the major indices. At 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Dow was down 56 points. Shares of Dow component Hewlett-Packard are under pressure this morning, although the company did report better-than-expected earnings for its second quarter. The big concern on Wall Street is HP's performance for the current quarter. Late yesterday, an internal memo was leaked from HP CEO, and he said the company is facing, quote, another tough quarter. HP is also cutting its full-year earnings outlook, saying the earthquake in Japan and weak PC sales are hurting business. The housing market is still failing to show signs of recovery. Construction of new homes fell 10.6% in April to an annual rate of 523,000, which also fell below analyst estimates. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare, whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA. Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded when you have no time to spare. Get Quick Spare from Slime, available at Walmart.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning, it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office by phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action along with entertainment from the One-Armed Bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Barrelman Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Riding. Get ready, Reading, it's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you're looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Surprise!
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. And Carl and Linda Bott, and I mean Linda Bott. She came rolling through here today, 7:34 in the morning.
Hey, you make it work however you make it work. And, you know, before Steve, before our, what are you pointing at?
No, I'm just saying the...
I know the phone's ringing.
Yeah, that's
before,
all.
Okay, we've got Val here from Jefferson Cascade, and there's so many wonderful things. So we've got, is Steve on the phone? Okay, well, you know that we're going to cover the Cascade. Thanks for stepping in. We're still going to cover that, but right now we have something that we really, that's like breaking news here.
That's good morning to Shasta County District Attorney Steve Carlton.
Good morning.
Welcome to the program. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
The front page of the paper and all the talk is the fact that the Martinez case has not only been reopened, but there's been charges filed.
Right.
The previous administration had said that after looking at it, there was no way that they felt like they could file charges. And during your campaign, you said, "I will look at it. I'm not going to promise anything because I haven't seen all the evidence, but I am going to look at it." And you've upheld your campaign promise.
Well, yes, we did look at it. We examined the whole case, looked at the videos that had been slowed down and enhanced, and after a review of everything, it's clear to me that there was no justification for the punch. The punch resulted in Adam Martinez's death, and that's involuntary manslaughter.
Okay. I understand that Josh Lowry from your office is going to be trying that case.
Yes.
One of the prosecutors has been there for a long time, just had announced his resignation not too long ago.
Right.
And
Stuart Jankowicz.
Is that going to leave a big gap, or do you have enough experienced people there that can just kind of okay step in?
No, we have a lot of good prosecutors. We don't have a lot who have tried murder cases, and that's what we're trying to do, to get them that experience so that we can fill the gap. We knew that Mr. Jankowicz wasn't going to be long-term in the office, and we had to replace him, so we're making those moves by getting other attorneys' experience. But we do have attorneys in there that have tried murder cases, so I don't anticipate any problems there.
Well, we have a number of comments in our chat room today. Steve was talking about that, you know, sucker punches, and so glad to see justice for Adam. So it seems like this is your decision has met with a lot of approval here. Are you getting any feedback that way?
Well, and it appears from the usual blogs that you see in the, on the internet that people support the decision, and I think people had access to that tape, and they saw the same thing that I saw during the campaign. I was troubled by the tape. When I first saw it, and that's why I reviewed it, and I think most people's reaction is similar.
Yeah, I know it was a tough thing to watch, and to see something like that happen, and then all the aftermath. That I never quite understood how, if you feel like somebody is in danger, which I guess is what they said, or is under in some kind of harassment like that, that you could strike somebody. I don't know. To me, I couldn't understand it either. Why something didn't go forward?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you take a couple of questions from listeners?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to John. John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
Fine.
How's things going there?
Do you have a question for the district attorney?
I do indeed. First of all, I appreciate the fact that Mr. Carlton lived up to his campaign promise and revisited this. Thank you very much. And I'd like to ask if you happened to look at the press release that Jerry Bonito gave when he refused to prosecute, wherein on the body of it, he said that in his explanation of events, he said, Martinez lowered his hands to his pockets or hips, at which point Schumann grabbed him by the shoulder, turned around, and punched him. I'd like to know how somebody who has lowered their hands to their pockets or hips could be a threat to anybody.
Well, and I agree with that. Certainly at the time that he was punched, he wasn't threatening anybody. And the only defense he would have is that when he started his action, he was reasonably defending her. I don't think that's true, obviously, and that's why we filed charges.
I really do appreciate your filing those charges, and I think it's a great thing. Could you also comment on how the state of the DA's office is right now? Are you picking up on the backlog of cases, and are things moving along better since you've taken over?
Well, and certainly I think so. I think there were a lot of problems in the office when we arrived, and I think that's getting better. It's a slow process. Certainly, we're not finished. We have more work to do, but I think we're going in the right direction.
Okay. Hey, John, thanks a lot.
One other quick one, Carl.
We've got to take a break.
Just a change of venue question I'd like to know about the Martinez case. Thank you. Take it off air.
The question was about change of venue, Steve. Is there going to be
Yes, that's certainly an issue in a case that has been as high profile as this case has been, and that certainly may be a request of the defense to change venue. If that occurs, then the court would appoint experts who would perform a polling process of the jury pool to see if we could reasonably sit a fair and impartial jury. If we can't, then the case would be moved.
Okay. We have to take a quick break. We're going to be able to hold you over for to the next segment, or are you on your way? I know that that I called you at the last minute to come on, and we really appreciate it.
Well, sure, I can hold on for a couple of minutes.
Okay, and we'll just ask a couple on, then we'll turn you loose there. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, 7:42 in the morning.
Special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Carl on the Bot. Our guest is District Attorney Steve Carlton. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, thanks for calling in at the last minute on this.
No problem.
The previous administration, I guess we could say, thought that there would be, in the climate of Shasta County, it would be very, very difficult, if not impossible, to get a conviction. Speaking of, and I wasn't quite sure what the climate of Shasta County is.
Yeah.
And do you think that there's you would not obviously file charges if you felt like you couldn't get a conviction here?
No, absolutely. And I think the case is clear, and I believe in the jury system. I believe in Shasta County jurors. They will convict if the evidence is there, and if it's not, they won't. And that's our system, and that's what we want. We just want a fair shot at it, as Mr. Shaman will get a fair shot of it. But I know what you're referring to at his press conference, kind of referred to Shasta County jurors as the John Wayne mentality, and I don't agree with that at all.
Okay. Well, the last question is kind of a general question. Is you're back in the saddle again. How's it going?
Well, I think it's going good. It was tough at first. I wasn't permitted to even be in that office until I actually took over. So I never stepped foot in the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, the new one, of course, until January 3rd at noon when I took over as district attorney. So there wasn't much of a transition there, but things are getting better. My philosophies are being imposed or
followed
on the staff, so they have to make some adjustments in their thinking, and I think they're doing it. And so I think things are going well.
That's great. Well, again, I called, for all the listeners, I called the district attorney's office. And this is, this is one of the things I like so much about Shasta County and the people is you call, and our elected officials are so open and ready to come on the air and talk about things. And there's no trying to evade or anything like that. District attorney says, sure, I'll be glad to come on. We can talk about this. And I appreciate that, as do all the voters and the people out there listening. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Carl. I appreciate that.
You bet. And we'll have you back on again here soon and get a whole hour with you and sit down and talk about what's going on with Shasta County and the cuts and the possibility of so many people being released from jail and foisted back on us here.
Sure, that would be great.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to take an early break. And we've got Valerie Ing Miller, and we're going to be talking about what's going on at the Cascade. This is Carl Linda Bot, 7:48 in the morning. This is Free Fire Radio.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything, and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip. You know, as a three-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Darrell Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water cost. Consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No, you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio. Linda Bott here and Carl Bott. My special guest this morning is Valerie Ing Miller from the Cascade, and we want to make sure that you hear it here first. Valerie, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi.
And you really are hearing it first. I got up extra special early this morning.
It just hit. Let's hear about what is going on for sale.
Okay.
Special shows that you want for members. And we're members, so you know we get the special tickets. Not
you do. Well, if you're a member of the Cascade Theater, you get to buy tickets to the Cascade Theater Performance Series before the general public does. And we have just finalized the 2011-2012 season, which runs from basically now through next May. And the brochure is at the printers. We're going to be sending out 30,000 copies within the next couple of weeks. People will be getting these brochures in the mail. If you're a member, you can already buy tickets to the entire series. The general public will have to wait until the 21st of June. which is actually the date of the very first show, which, of course, is Randy Travis, an amazing country star coming on the 21st of June. And then on the 24th of June, comedian Brian Regan.
I can't hear. We're going to try to get this thing going here. I can hear you well.
And I can hear you. I think. And also, we've got guitarist, singer, the velvety voice of the very sexy Chris Isaak coming in July. And Katie Lang and her band, the Sis Boom Bang, they're coming in July as well.
She is one of my very favorite.
Yeah, she is amazing. She's got a brand new album out, and it's just like the best I've heard in years. And tickets are actually, for these four shows, tickets are actually on sale to everybody now. We decided to release these shows a little bit early this year, so that because the shows are a little earlier. Normally, we don't have shows quite this early, but how could you pass up Randy Travis, Katie Lang, Chris Isaak, Brian Regan? So those shows are actually already on sale to the general public, but only members can buy tickets right now to the rest of the series. And these haven't been let out. You want to know what some of them are?
Yes, please. Okay. I'm sure everybody's waiting with bated breath.
Okay. America is on their 40th anniversary tour. They're going to be here in August. That's going to be a great show. Amy Grant.
She is, did that talk about baby?
Yeah, she's a really great kind of, you know, she blends kind of that whole Christian rock and country all into the same thing. She's actually going to be here on 9/11, on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And I don't know for sure, but I will bet you she's going to be doing a really nice tribute show that evening.
Oh, that is so awesome. Well, she's just cool. She's a great crossover artist.
Mm-hmm. She is. And so she'll be here 9/11. The National Acrobats of China, you know we have this great acrobat show.
Everybody loves that show.
That's coming in September. The Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is coming in October.
Okay, now they've been here before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's one of the acrobats. And both of those seem to be very popular shows.
Yeah, they really are. Some great jazz. Also, the Vienna Boys Choir.
Ooh, is that the first time?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And here's a really great one. You're going to love this. I wanted to tell you this one a month ago, and I just couldn't tell you until today. We've got Ricky Lee Jones coming November 5th. Yeah, that's going to be a great show.
I saw her in about 4 or 5 years ago in Paradise, and she's a really good one-woman show.
She is fantastic.
I think
she
had a
singer-songwriter.
Maybe a trio with her, but she's great.
We have lots of questions here, like how much are the tickets, like for Isaak and those? Or are they all about
tickets range, because it depends on, of course, the magnitude of the artist and how much they're charging us to bring them in.
Right.
Okay. The ticket prices should be, well, the ticket prices are online for Randy Travis, Brian Regan, Chris Isaak, Katie Lang, and I think the San Francisco Gay Men's Courts. They're coming back for another show. They sold out last time. They're going to come back. And we're also going to put tickets for that show on early for the public. But, and Carl, they've asked you to sing with them.
Introduce them, Carl.
Introduce them.
Anyway.
I've
sung with them before. Okay,
They're amazing.
In Woodland, at the Woodland Opera House. So there.
So tickets will range from each show. They should be on sale today to members online. So you have to become a member first, and then you can buy tickets through the box office, actually, because I don't think you can buy them in advance online for those shows, but you can get them through the box office. You can get information online. And then June 21st, everybody will be able to. But here's some more shows. Monty Python's amazing musical, Spamalot.
Oh, man.
Based on Monty Python.
Okay, I'm all over that one. Yeah. I've heard funny things about that.
It is great.
Yeah.
A Cascade Christmas will be here with a whole new show this year. They'll also still be doing the spring musical, and it's Hairspray.
Okay.
That should be amazing. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is coming back for a holiday show. Aaron Neville is returning for a holiday show. Also returning at the holidays is A Celtic Christmas. And then the Kingston Trio, Judy Collins.
Judy Collins.
Yeah.
That'll
be there.
Fabulous.
I'll be there.
She does such a beautiful...
Because it's cowboy songs.
Well, but she also... We only just have a few seconds left or a minute left here. So, okay, Judy Collins.
Lily Tomlin.
Isn't that right here in Reading?
Woo!
I mean, right there are two wonderful gifts to get.
Yeah.
To get tickets for that.
And then another great singer-songwriter, Bruce Cockburn, will be here. And then we're actually going to have a Grease sing-along next May. It's like you get to sing along to the movie. That's going to actually be a really fun show. But we're also going to be having some really amazing stars. And I'm talking like bigger, even yes. bigger stars that we will do in add-on shows, kind of the same way that we did Bill Cosby this year. We weren't able to book him to get it finalized before the brochure got out. We have a few shows that are on the cusp of being finalized. And so people will be hearing about those shows. If you're a member, you'll get an email, plus you'll get the opportunity still to buy tickets to those shows before the general public does, if you're a member, and then the general public can buy tickets later.
So Cascade Theater, go to website and check it all out.
CascadeTheater.org or the box office at 243-8877. Members should be able to buy tickets later today. You can already look at all of the shows, 34 shows we've got booked so far already for the next season online.
Well, thank you, Valerie Ingmiller, and of course we love seeing our shows at the Cascade, and maybe you'll come by, and every now and then you'll have some straight tickets that we can give away.
This yeah. is absolutely a great lineup.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's the best ever.
Wonderful.
Best ever.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break here. We got the news, and we have Senator Doug LaMalfa coming.
Thank you.
Got a lot of questions to ask the Senator about the new budget, hunting and fishing and water. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How will the U.S. get along with Pakistan following the bin Laden raid?
Everybody has a sense of how critical this moment is.
Democratic Senator John Kerry holding a hearing into our relations with Pakistan. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Dave, while the relationship is not very good right now, a former national security advisor says it must get better.
We all lose if it doesn't work.
Retired Marine General James Jones says the entire region's stability and nearly 10 years of U.S. military efforts nearby depends on it.
If we want to be successful in Afghanistan, the roads to that success have a lot to do with Pakistan.
And the committee chair, John Kerry, noted Pakistan has agreed to return the tail from that U.S. helicopter destroyed in the raid on Osama bin Laden's compound. Dave?
Rich, President Obama is about to focus on all the unrest and uprisings in the Middle East and North Africa, meeting this hour at the White House with Jordan's King Abdullah. New Orleans mayor says his city is safe now that floodgates along the Mississippi River have opened, flooding Louisiana farms, and soon maybe thousands of homes in small towns.
And I feel sorry for him losing everything.
He's in Baton Rouge, which is also being spared. So why did Arnold Schwarzenegger and wife Maria Shriver split up? He cheated in a big way, fathering a child with another woman. Fox News Radio's Sabrina Sabah live in Los Angeles.
The kid is about 10 years old, making him or her the youngest of Schwarzenegger's clan. The mother, a longtime household staff member who just recently retired. Schwarzenegger told his wife of 25 years about the affair after he left office and she moved out of their home shortly after. The former California governor says he's sorry for the affair, and Maria Shriver hasn't commented. The couple has four children. The youngest is 13. Dave?
Sabrina, it's still a tough market for home builders. New construction in April down nearly 11%, 25% lower than 1 year ago. And on Wall Street, we're seeing some selling. The Dow is down 86 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation. But you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette Convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours, just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button push per vehicle.
Donald Trump is out, but there are other Republicans still considering a 2012 run.
People close to Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann tell Fox she will probably run for the Republican presidential nomination. She delivered a Tea Party response to the president's State of the Union address in January.
For 2 years, President Obama made promises just like the ones we heard him make this evening. Yet still, we have high unemployment, devalued housing prices, and the cost of gasoline is skyrocketing.
She's indicated she'd make a decision on running by next month. Her website's changed, highlighting what it calls Team Bachmann rather than Congresswoman Bachman. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Republican Congressman Paul Ryan says he won't be running for Senate in 2012 in Wisconsin, ending speculation days after Democratic Senator Herb Kohl announced he won't seek re-election next year. The shuttle Endeavour is in good shape on its last mission the day after launch.
The crew of Endeavour is finishing up their tasks for their first full day in space. Ground controllers at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, like Gary Horlacher, couldn't be happier.
Endeavour is performing absolutely flawlessly. We're tracking no significant issues whatsoever with the vehicle, and the crew is doing outstanding as well.
The crew has been conducting their inspections of the heat tiles, which will protect the orbiter during re-entry, as well as preparing for their docking at the International Space Station tomorrow. Along the Florida Space Coast, Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
With $4 gas, we're all looking for deals these days, but around Los Angeles, people found one. Premium for $1.10 a gallon. A computer glitch. So many people took advantage of it, the owner of the station says it cost him $21,000. They were big in the 50s. The Four Freshmen.
We'll remember always.
One of the founding four, Bob Flanagan, has died at the age of 84 in Las Vegas, suffering congestive heart failure, surrounded at his bedside by live trombonists. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Botts. 8:05 on May the 16th.
16th?
Yeah. 17th. Isn't that what I said? May 17th.
This morning will be May 17th. How's that? 8:05 in the morning. And 80% chance of showers, of course, raining this morning. with a high temperature of 57 tonight. Well, of course, we're going to be just raining all day long and lows tonight of 46 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. If we look on here, oh gosh, Thursday sunny, Friday mostly sunny, Saturday slight chance of showers. Well, we hope that you join us out at Anselmo Vineyards. Saturday night is going to be a fun night with Lou White, Raquel, and Pat Karch and myself, and we're just have a gay old time. 474-5546.
That's right. Great time on that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, they have the finest in cigars and tobacco accoutrements, plus Espresso Joe's gives you coffee, provides you coffee, and fixes it just the way you want it at great prices. They have all types of exotic deluxe coffee beans for sale and all types of equipment to make coffee. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley, support our veterans, support our community, and veterans get a discount there. Okay, we're waiting right now for Senator LaMalfa to give us a call, and we want to talk about the latest budget.
Just want to also remind you, I know we get busy and we run from place to place. The phone is ringing. Of course, welcome to the chat pack, you guys. We love you. But, you know, I was just having a conversation with Valerie about a dear friend of hers that was coming around the corner after a funeral, hit a tree, was killed. We see this many times. It's been happening a lot. So please be careful. That's what I'm talking about. The roads are wet. We experience one day it being fabulous out, and the next day it being rainy. So please just be very careful and mindful as you're pulling out and driving today. We're seeing actually lots of wrecks that are going on, I think more so than in general. And we do have a call that has come in. And
who is it there?
Ed Who's
Bob?
On the line?
Is this the senator?
Yes, this is Senator LaMalfa.
Well, good morning, Senator LaMalfa. Bob is trying to keep it a secret.
I don't blame him with how things are going down there in Sacramento.
We're going to need some more volume on you, Doug. There you go. How are you this morning?
Really good. How are you doing?
Oh,
okay,
that's
now
good.
We're working. Yeah. We've been having a little problem with our people keep adjusting our headphones today, and it's just they've adjusted them everywhere.
I like the Energy Commission trying to adjust your thermostat remotely.
Okay, here we go. Let's might as well just start out right away. Hey, I tell you what, I see here that Jerry Brown signed six labor deals for 60,000 state workers, and then the other headline is Jerry Brown recast tax push targeting California's wall of debt.
Well, that and the third headline is that also a card check bill got passed by the Assembly yesterday, which means that it seemed to be a pretty big union day yesterday. So.
Oh, the card check did pass. Okay, can you hold on, because we're going to take an early break so then we can make this next segment last a lot longer and get into those things.
Sure.
All right. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Senator Doug Emhoff. We're going to be talking taxes. We're going to be talking card check. We're going to be talking about labor contracts. And as soon as we get back from these messages, this is Free Fire Radio.
Crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Be on the lookout for the lone stranger and sidekick robbing a local bank and hiding the loot. You can win cash just by listening to the clues and unmasking those scoundrels. Wednesday is the street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Saturday morning it's parade time in downtown Reading starting at 10 a.m. Thursday is the start of the 63rd annual Reading Rodeo. Tickets for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday events are still on sale now at the Reading Convention Center box office. By phone at 225-4130 or online at readingconventioncenter.com. See all the high-flying, thrill-packed riding and roping rodeo action, along with entertainment from the one-armed bandit, the Budweiser Clydesdales, Barrelman Crash Cooper, and of course, Bull Riding. Get ready, Reading, it's rodeo time. Get your tickets to all the rodeo action at the Reading Convention Center box office.
Furniture for life, Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you.
You love your home, and you love to improve it. So get into Kubler's Furniture for the Love Your Home sale. You'll love the great savings during this sale, and you'll find great brand names like Broyhill. Love your bedroom and a great night's sleep with a queen mattress set from Simmons, starting at $399. Love your living room with a gorgeous plush sofa from Broyhill for $719. Love 1 year, same as cash upon credit approval with minimum payments. It's time to love your home, and hurry into Kubler's Furniture. Choose from the vast selection of in-stock merchandise that will enhance the home you love. Go to Facebook and like Kubler's to be entered for weekly prize drawings.
Kubler's Furniture, furniture for life.
Love your home and great pricing during this sale at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery. 1894 Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sales. See store for details.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Vaught. Hey, our guest is Senator Doug Emhoff. We've got to let him loose here at 8:30, so let's hit the big ones quick. Senator, the Jerry Brown says that with our wall of debt, we have to extend our taxes and our fees on vehicles and income tax.
Well, it looks like there's any possible reason to keep hanging on to that tax idea, isn't there? I mean, I wonder if, the unexpected influx of $6.6 billion, had that been, say, 16 somehow by magic, would that still not been enough that they would have to raise taxes no matter what? Because had it been, say, 16, it would have balanced the budget just on its own, and it still wouldn't have been enough. And so I think the fallacy of their argument is that we've seen, due to economic activity, that extra influx of income to the state of $6.6 billion. It didn't take those new taxes to happen. The other taxes were already expiring as this occurred. And so it really goes to the point that we need to do things that stoke up the economy and not stoke up the tax rates.
Okay. One of the things that our people are concerned about, of course, is the fact that if the vehicle licensing fees, et cetera, are, you know, do sunset out, that the county's going to lose a lot of money for law enforcement.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, and we are on the phone with a Doug LaMalfa right now. If you're just tuning in, 49 degrees, 8:14 in the morning. Welcome back to the program.
The situation with the car tax, with the vehicle license fee, and certainly we're sensitive to what that means for law enforcement. Unfortunately, they got kind of herded into tying their funding to the vehicle license fee in a deal made a couple of years ago. And where it, as in the past, had always been a big enough priority that the general fund was what funded it. Now they want to create a new tax to support law enforcement. Why do we need a new tax for something that's been a priority since day one, since we've had government? That's an insult to taxpayers. It should be an insult to law enforcement officials. So on our end of the scale here, we're going to continue to make sure that it comes out of the general fund, that we don't have to create a special tax. When the vehicle license fee portion was tied to law enforcement when it was created a year or two ago, they'd expected that the vehicle license fee, for example, was going to raise, I think, approximately $400 million for that portion. It had underperformed to only about $315, if I'm remembering the numbers right. So law enforcement still didn't get what it was expecting to get, even though they were told this would be a stable, constant set of funding for them. And so it comes back down to the legislators are elected by people to do a job and set priorities. And the priority for me, and I know for Assemblyman Nielsen over on the Assembly side, is to fund law enforcement as one of the primary purposes of government. And so we don't need to go create a new tax or some special tax to do that. That's, again, it's not an insult. These aren't new priorities.
The education system here seems to be the teachers unions and others, the head of the California, I guess, University of California, California State University, issues statements saying if the taxes don't pass, they're at risk of another $500 million each. That seems to be as the, you know, the education system seems to say we're going to crash and burn if we don't have new taxes or extend taxes.
Well, we were endured a week-long meetings, I guess, or hit-and-run meetings of the California Teachers Association in the Capitol last week there. And, you know, I got to tell you, they didn't do anything to help their cause that week with at least the representatives they were sending down there. And, you know, again, let's be clear. This doesn't really represent all teachers and who they are. Most of the teachers I've ever met, you know, in their classroom really care about what they're doing and the kids they're teaching. But the representation they have going down there hurt their cause the way they acted during that week. So what the Republican plan has been to put forward is that one we've seen a couple weeks ago that it looks like we're going to be at least a couple billion dollars ahead for each the current year and the upcoming budget year. We said let's put that $2 billion there and keep the cuts from happening through K-12 education. And so those aren't going to happen because of a policy we put forward. And so those priorities were going to be met, and education was not going to be reduced under the baseline that we'd already established. So what you saw with those that were protesting last week was that, well, we want the tax increases anyway because we don't want other stuff to be cut either. So, well, okay. Now we've at least gotten out in the open as that they're there to support other union causes or other spending causes besides education. So, you know, I'm at least glad that was revealed.
Okay. The Republican plan to go forward, you know, we've got Brown's plan, and you know, we haven't even gotten into, we've only got till 8:30 about this card check thing, which I really want to talk about. But the Republican plan going forward says, hey, look, we've got more money this year, and that if we just watch our spending, then we don't have to raise taxes and keep or extend taxes. Is that correct?
Well, yes, that's exactly what it does. And if we do things, if we spent our time doing things that spur the economy into improving, we've already seen. We've just seen in the governor's own acknowledgement $6.6 billion above the expectations that were just in January from economic activity, not government activity. And so if we make that the priority of taking the shackles off of jobs, off of investments, then we'll see even greater windfalls. You know, we have an economy sitting out there ready to take off, and government keeps coming up with more ideas to shackle it down there, more legislation to tell people how to run their business or how to not run their business anymore. And the priority really should be reeling back the global warming legislation, which is still going forward full speed. It doesn't look like global warming outside here in the middle of May right now to you, does it? So,
in the high-speed trains that you jumped on?
Yeah, I don't actually jump on those trains. Because
jumped in front of?
Dangerous. Yeah, I guess I could actually get in front of one of them because they aren't going to run, at least very cost-effectively. That's a prime example of money we don't need to spend. The service for the debt on the high-speed rail system will be north of $700 million per year, and we're agonizing over that amount of money in this current budget and cutting things that we may not want to do. And so why are we spending it on this boondoggle, which is going to be triple the price of originally proposed by the time all is said and done, kind of like our own big dig in Boston that'll be happening in California on that rail system.
Hey, Senator, we have to take a quick break here, and we come back. We want to talk about two things, the card check, the version of hunting and fishing fees. And I think that'll probably take it to the end of the hour there.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Carl Linda Bott, 8:20 in the morning, Free Fire Radio. Join us right after these messages. Our guest is Senator Doug LaMalfa.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it is time for the 2011 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 25th. This is your chance to learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a special gift in their goodie bags at the door, and shoppers save an additional 15% with your Macy's card. Visit over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Enjoy breakfast with Carl and Linda Bott broadcasting Free Fire Radio live inside the mall from 7 to 9 a.m. Enjoy a spring fashion show at 10 a.m. and a grand prize drawing for 3 Macy's shopping sprees at 1 p.m. Vendors include A Brand New Day, Ray Tegerstrand's Orthopedics, Mercy Medical Center, Advanced Imaging, Medical Home Care Professionals, Shasta County Veteran Services, and MD Imaging. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Marianne Siefert of Senior Placement Services, Margie Wapshaw Insurance, Northern Rehab and Respiratory Equipment, Precious Cargo, and Macy's. The 2011 Spring Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 25th at 8 a.m. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR.
North Valley Bank's Shop, Swipe, and Win promotion is in full throttle and heating up. Our family of weekly $500 winners continues to grow, and you could be part of it. Every swipe of your North Valley Bank debit card counts, from the smallest purchase of your morning coffee to filling the biggest tank of gas. That's right, every swipe for any purchase automatically enters you into our weekly drawings for $500. If it sounds too good to be true, check out the photo gallery of all our winners so far on our website at novb.com. You could be one of them and join in the fun of our weekly Friday celebrations. If you don't have a North Valley Bank debit card, simply stop by one of our convenient locations today. A friendly team member will order a card for your checking account, so you have a chance to win too. Shop, swipe, and win with North Valley Bank's debit card. Member FDIC, no purchase or account required. Must be age 18 or older to participate. See official contest rules for more details. Campaign ends December 29th, 2011.
You've seen all the amazing products on TV. Now find them all in one place. The As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek. If it slices, dices, chops, cooks, cleans, grills, drills, or fixes, they've got it. Just about anything that gets you in shape or simply makes your life a little easier. Over 1,000 As Seen on TV products all in one place. But wait, there's more. No waiting for delivery, no shipping and handling. Take it home today at the As Seen on TV store next to Dairy Queen on Churn Creek Road.
Talk, psychology for everyday life, brought to you by National University. Join me, Katie Cundy, registered marriage and family therapist intern, every Saturday at noon. Each week, I will introduce you to the North State's top mental health professionals. Join me as I explore current research and local resources that will help you and your family reach their full potential. Psych Talk, every Saturday at noon, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the body, 23 in the morning here. Our guest is Senator Doug Lamoff. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. You know, won't get fooled again.
Why is that?
Oh, in the past where they try and dress up a budget with reforms in it that can be wiped away one year. The song.
Oh, okay. I just needed to have you be like more specific.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this card check that just passed, is this the one where what exactly is that?
The card check situation is where a union can come in and organize a workplace without having an election of those workers to decide whether they want to be in the union or not. All they need to do is get the roster of workers and have a majority of them sign the card that the union provides to say, yes, we would like to have the union represent us.
Now, this
usually
takes
in the past, you have to get the card, but also you have to then hold an election with a secret ballot after that to determine if they really want to have that process. You know, there would be open meetings, they would have to make their pitch and maybe hear from the employer if that's still allowed anymore, you know, with all the over protections that go on anymore. The employers hardly get to talk to their people anymore for fear of somebody filing some kind of grievance. But that said, the union in the past at least is required to have an election, and people can make their choice about whether they want to be organized that way in a secret ballot. Having a card check means once they have a majority of them, boom, it's automatically in.
Okay, and people, you know, this was tried at the national level and was shouted down, as it should have been, because it takes away the right of a secret vote from the people. Now, if somebody comes up and says, here's a card, are you going to sign it? You've got a choice of saying yes or no in front of the union guy.
Yes.
And his friends, if that's the case.
And they got their biggest, burliest guys sitting there glaring at you, looking at it, and they know your address. So, I mean, I used to live next door to somebody that managed a union-run enterprise, and when things weren't going well with the contract, they used to come throw nails in their driveway and all sorts of stuff, threatening their family at home. So I'm not real impressed with the way things like that go sometimes.
Well, it seems to me, and maybe there's another point, another side of this, I'm not sure what it is what's wrong with having a secret ballot? What's wrong with having that?
What's wrong with a secret ballot?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I mean, it seems like it should work. I mean, it's worked before.
It works fine, except it makes it more work involved for them to organize, and so they want to get it done as easily as possible. Is the only way I can see it. It seems to be to the point of being un-American because you know it just puts in the same old tactics of coercion and intimidation that can happen by simply having them sign a card. And we know what the tactics are in getting people to sign a card that way. So it's beyond the scope of what elections should be about. It should really be the opportunity for people to make their own decision without someone leaning over their shoulder and knowing how they voted as how they really feel about being organized that way.
So, okay.
But this is California, and the legislature is all about gaming the place in favor of their masters, which are the state labor unions in Sacramento.
Well, we've got like 12 questions on that, but one of the questions that's come up three times in the chat room is about diversion of hunting and fishing fees to other things.
That's yet another one.
And we've got about 3 minutes left here.
You you pay for your fishing license, and a portion of that is supposed to go into part of the fund is supposed to go into stocking fish for those streams where it's appropriate to do so. So I've been working on a bill to get Fish and Game to bring it up to a level that they promised in a bill called AB7 earlier. They're supposed to put so much fish stock per fishing license in the streams. Well, because the state government is out of money and is shifting things out of the budget, they're shifting that money away from there in order to go into, of all things, the approval by Fish and Game and Cal Fire, et cetera, of timber harvest plans, thinking that by having a timber harvest plan, people not cutting trees near a stream, that will influence the population of fish in the stream. So that's the nexus, that's the reach that they're asking us to believe when they've shifted the money away from actual doing things directly for the fish population and what the anglers are paying for in their fishing license to now over in timber harvest plan. It's outrageous.
Oh, there's just all types of little things that's happening with Fish and Game, including water questions up in Siskiyou County. And this is just a lot of stuff going on with our government lately here in California.
Yeah, I'll give them credit. I don't know if they came up with that one. That was actually done by a Senate Budget Subcommittee dreaming that one up, but they are the beneficiaries of it. So there's plenty in Sacramento that needs to be cleaned up and swept out of that place. It's just more disgusting every day that the maneuvers and quick change artist stuff that goes on down there. And I'm just, fit to be tied some days with these tricks they're doing to people. We can talk about the off-highway vehicle fund there, where people allowed to have their green sticker permit fees doubled, and then the legislature just took the money out of that fund, just took it. And so I asked on the floor about that. So are we going to reduce the fee back down to 1/2 since you're no longer investing this new money into what the off-roaders expected, having their off-road parks upgraded? You know, of course, no response to that.
Okay. Wow.
So it's rough. It's rough, people. So keep on the legislature in general, and keep making your opinions heard.
Well, you know,
light the place up down there.
They keep making all of these new laws. Anyway, hey, Senator Doug Lamotha, thanks for being on with us today and giving us an update of what's going on.
Yep, we'll keep going here, so keep smiling. We'll keep battling here.
Thanks for the update.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. And we're going to take a break for the news, come back. We've got a lot of other things going on today, and there could be some things going by, too. Join us after these messages. This is Carl and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Skeptics don't buy Pakistan's claim that it didn't know Osama bin Laden was living there, but a former Obama administration national security advisor tells the Senate Pakistan has been an important partner in the war on terror.
Pakistan deserves its share of the credit in helping us along with that.
General James Jones speaking to the Foreign Relations Committee. One Republican says problems with Pakistan go back nearly 60 years.
We've had great difficulty during the ensuing decades in forming a consistent partnership.
Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana. The man who has proposed controversial changes to cut the cost of Medicare says he will not run for Democrat Herb Kohl's Senate seat next year. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Paul Ryan says he can carry more weight in his current role, which includes chairing the House Budget Committee. Kohl is one of five Democratic senators not running for re-election. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a free planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information on how you can save an extra 10% off services not covered by your VA benefits. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
McDonald's Chapel and Reading Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 241-2256, 241-2256.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palo Cedro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palo Cedro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palocedrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning, and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. And Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, honey.
Well, I'm glad to be here. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Advantage Eye Care by Dr. Joseph Leia. 1751 Hartnell Avenue. His phone line is 223-2325, 223-2325. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He does great work. We trust him. He is our optometrist. Contact lenses, glasses for the whole family. He's got an on-site lab. You know what? You can't ask for better eye care than Dr. Joseph Leia, Advantage Eye Care. Again, 223-2325. You got two eyes. Take care of them. Okay. You know, we just had, you know, Senator Lamont on. You know, certain things that bother me, you know, when you start getting the card check. You know, I don't understand the reasons why not to have one. You know, people go, well, it's because the employers have so much sway over what the workers say and what they do. But how can that be if they have a private election or a secret ballot that they don't know who voted in, unless everybody votes for it? But if you get 70% of vote and 30 don't, you know, the employer says, well, who voted? You know, you can always say, well, wasn't me. Must have been that other guy over there. Must have been those other seven people that work here. As opposed, then, to somebody just saying is having two or three people come up to you and say, hey, do you want to sign this card to say you want to be represented by the union? That's, to me, is a little scary, because having worked in a right-to-work state in Arizona.
Well, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we're going through here that we're announcing, because we want to, you know, fill you guys in and let you know what's going on. We have, obviously, by the way, May 17th and 18th at the Reading Municipal Airport. It's Fly the Fortress. It's a once-in-a-lifetime flight in America's legendary military bomber. That's the B-17. If you head out there, you get a chance. You're going to have a chance to do that, the 17th and 18th. We also on Friday we have the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard Friday afternoon. We'd like to invite
Friday
you all.
Friday noon time. Yeah.
Come on out. We're going to be at the Turtle Bay Cafe with the four riders. I think there's five of them. They have
four or five Marines from the United States Marine Corps Color
Guard. And we're going to host a lunch for them. So we'd like you to come out if you'd like to meet them. I know they're going to be busy with a lot of rodeo stuff, but come on out and say hello.
They're going to be on the show Thursday morning. They've got a lot of things happening. We're really welcoming these people. But let's go to the phones right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Bad Bob, and the admin. How are you folks?
Good morning.
There is some things going on here that I'd like to talk about real quick, and Bob needed a sound check, so I thought I'd call in and make some noise. To begin with, tonight is the city council meeting, and there's going to be some controversial issues discussed, not the least of which will be that Patrick Jones is going to present his thoughts on reestablishing the volunteer fire department. Some other things will be certainly on the agenda, and I would like people to keep in mind that there's going to be a dramatic push to close the convention center, and then reopen it again at the first of the year on a lease basis to a faith-based organization. I think we should be there to always there to fight for the convention center staying in control of the people of the city of Reading. Let's see. I think that's about all. I was hoping we'd get an opportunity to ask Doug LaMalfa to discuss the borders, but he has got a lot on his plate to fight, and I'm sure the redundancy of that gets to him after a while.
I can tell you what his answer is right now.
Go for it.
No matter what a assemblyman or a senator, no matter what the proposition is, no matter what the bill is that's introduced in committee, never gets out of committee.
But, Carl, they can't stop trying.
No, you're absolutely right. And
we have got to keep making noise.
And the only absolutely. But I can tell you what I'm not saying it's right, and we can't stop fighting. But I can tell you exactly what the answer is going to be, because everybody we've talked to, whether it was Anstead or LaMalfa or Nielsen or any of them that are there, they all say the same thing. We can't even get it out of committee.
I can't let that become a defeatist thing where we just give up and nobody says anything. It has to be continually addressed. But again, I kind of facetiously said a little while ago in the chat room that it won't matter soon, because pretty quick we'll be sneaking across the border into Mexico to get higher paying jobs.
That's a little scary. Well, hey, we appreciate your phone call, because
you're quite welcome.
Yeah, we're checking volume here with our new equipment.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, thanks, John.
We're still getting adjusted here. We have a new board, and it seems like I don't know. But anyway, so let's go into what about the flooding in California, the flooding drills?
The ones that, what, in Sacramento or along the river here?
Sacramento.
Okay.
Let's talk about that when we come back.
All right, let's take a break here. Calling Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. 8:40 in the morning. When we come back, we're going to be talking flooding. We're going to be talking 20% of new Obamacare waivers are to gourmet restaurants and things like that in Nancy Pelosi's district. I wonder why that is.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Is something in your life challenging you? Do you have the motivation to create a change? Where does that come from? What inspires you? I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, your host for the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, streaming live from KCNR1460.com. And I'm always working hard to find that one motivating piece of information to help you make the changes you so desire. Wake up to your life. Tune in to the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon. We talk about everything important: your health, thoughts, beliefs, relationships, sex, love, struggles, and triumphs. Nothing is off limits. Your stories are welcomed. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, the Conscious Living Show, right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I, and the hardworking people at Northern Lights, would like to remind everybody about the ethanol-free 93. Not for only your weed eaters, lawnmowers, and chainsaws, but it runs great in your watercraft, motorcycles, and all those off-road buggies and jeeps. We also have the two-cycle oil mix
motor oils, and synthetics. And be sure to have an extra barbecue bottle sitting around. We've got the 2.5-gallon ones, just came in. We don't want anybody running out on Sunday. In Corning, ask for Robin, Vanessa in Weaverville, and in Redding, there's too many pretty faces to list. So just come by and give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, the Carl Linda Bot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right, Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. DC Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts, great prices, and they give discounts to veterans. It's a place to go to get your haircut. They shave around your ears and your neck, and they don't give pedicures. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Okay, we have immediate press release here. It looks like weather grounds the EAA B-17 bomber in Napa. This one was been scheduled to arrive at the Reading Municipal Airport today. It's been delayed because of weather conditions in the North State. It was scheduled for a media flight on Monday afternoon and for flights and ground tours for the general public on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 17th and 18th. And at this time, the arrival has been delayed until weather. And so what you just need to do for more information, call 351-8203 and talk to Irwin. Or 524-5744 and talk to Jim, and they'll tell you what's going on with it. Again, the B-17 bomber that was due in today for all these types of things going on has been delayed because of weather. Okay, let's talk about Obamacare. I'm going to talk about Obamacare for a few minutes, and then we'll talk about a couple other things. You know, you can get waivers on Obamacare, and if you've seen, there's been like, I don't know, 700 waivers that have been, you know, if you're in the unions or if you're into, big businesses or such, but nearly 20% of new Obamacare waivers are gourmet restaurants, nightclubs, fancy hotels, and Nancy Pelosi's district, according to Matthew Boyle of the Daily Caller. Of 204 new Obamacare waivers the administration approved in April, 38 are for fancy eateries, hip nightclubs, and hotels in House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's Northern California district. That's in addition to 27 new waivers for health care and drug companies and the 31 new union waivers Obama's Department of Health Services and Pelosi's district has secured almost 20% of the latest issuance of waivers nationwide. And the companies that won them don't have a lot in common with companies throughout the rest of the country that received the waivers. One other common waiver recipients were the labor union chapters, large corporations, financial firms, local governments. But now, these are ones such as Babo Kobari's, which is a restaurant that serves $60 steaks and $35 crab dinners, and Café des Amis, which describes its eating experience as a timeless Parisian-style brasserie, which is located on one of San Francisco's premier shopping and strolling boulevards, Union Street. So, you know, I don't quite understand how these people get waivers, because it has something to do with how it's just going to impact tremendously, which, of course, it does. In fact, everybody in the nation should get a waiver, but this is strange that they got them, and I've never heard of those. One of them, the True Spa's owner, said the new government health care regulations, both the federal level Obamacare and new local laws in Northern California, have devastated the business. It's been bad for us. Well, we all know that. So I guess then this is the way to do it. You just go in and you take a waiver. You get a waiver for your business. You get a waiver on what's going on there. You get a waiver because it's going to cause you to have to fire people or drop the level of health care that you have already. Hello, this is not a secret. This is something we've been talking about. This is something that's been publicized everywhere, shouted from the rooftops. This is not working. You know, there's parts of the health care that absolutely need to be fixed. absolutely need to be fixed. If you lose your job and you had health insurance and you go to another job, you know what? You should be able to have health insurance. You didn't have to wait. You didn't have to pay extra. You had health insurance. There's something about that. There's something about children that should have health care. But to put onerous regulations on doctors and businesses and make it just harder and harder and harder and harder to do business. What is the bottom line here? Do we want more people and all the people working for the government at some level? Is that the idea? Is that the idea? Because if it is, that may be where we're going to. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. 8:48 in the morning on May the 17th. It's raining outside, but it's hot in here. This is Free Fire Radio.
Join us in celebrating 18 amazing years at Wind River Casino and play the amazing Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. Ask about double and triple entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play at the weekly drawings and the big giveaway on Tuesday, May 31st, where you can pull away your very own 2011 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer. For more information on Wind River's amazing Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 30-foot Four Winds travel trailer from Harrison's Marine and RV in Redding. It's better on the river.
Are bulging varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Redding by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call us at 223-6652. On the web at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
One, two, three, here we go.
Linda Bott, on the spot. Linda Bott, on the spot.
Hey. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me right here on KCNR 1460, Thursday nights at 6 p.m. We're going to be talking about film, fashion, fun, what's hot and what's not, or On the Spot with Linda Bott, Thursdays here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by Elegant Soul, the Mount Shasta Mall, Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog, Dandelion Boutique. See you Thursday night.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Back down. No, I won't.
Free Fire Radio.
Back down.
You can Carl and the Bot on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988. And you want local dish work, have it done, dish satellite, have it done by Doug Tooley at 244-1988. He's a local guy, and he guarantees his work. A veteran, he gives discounts. Yeah, just give him a call, 244-1988. Don't call that 800 number. Okay, we've had a lot of stuff going on this morning, as we usually do. Now, tomorrow, our guest is going to be Sheriff Tom Basenko. We want to talk to Tom about the status of countywide law enforcement, but we also want to talk about what he sees there as the future. And, you know, we've been talking about gangs. We've been talking about money being cut. And also Gary Catt will be on to talk about what happened at the city council tonight, and he'll be talking about the decisions made. We're talking about volunteer firemen going up, opening up other stations. But we also talked today, to Shasta District Attorney Steve Carlton about the Martinez case. He looked at it, he says, I feel like we can win this case. There is reasons to reopen it. That looking at the enhanced film, which I believe was always available, and the, there's something going on outside.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, am I on the phone?
You're on the phone.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I'm hearing some gunshots outside.
Well, going out there, is gunshots?
Okay.
Could this be a bank robbery that's going on downtown?
Hold on. I'm sitting around the corner here.
Uh-oh. Could this be the annual bank robbery that we have?
I think at 9 o'clock we're going to get clues.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Where the loot? Who has the loot? Can you hear the guns?
I can't hear the guns. Are they going by?
You know, it's raining out here. I'm out in front.
Yeah.
Hear that?
You hear it in the background, real faint.
Yeah, real faint. We can hear it in the background.
Yeah, they're
here they come. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Are they coming by?
I'm seeing a bunch of cars pull up and trucks pull up of people that are going to be in the rodeo.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, you know what? Today was going to be the big bank robbery downtown, and it sounds like it's going on right now. And, you know, the...
Well, go ahead and keep talking, because I think they are in the back block, but they're going to be driving by here, I think. I don't know.
Okay, now remember, if there's somebody that's going to be, we've got 4 minutes left, we've got for naming the lone stranger, you can call 223-1188, or you find the loot, turn it in at the clubhouse, and call 244-1117. So we heard that this may be something going on, that the Asphalt Cowboys were out there to protect what's going on, to protect our banks. Obviously...
I'm your man on the street.
There we go. You know, don't get out there. Don't get into the gunfight yourself. Don't let them see that concealed weapon. Don't shoot. Don't start shooting back.
Maybe somebody got wiped out.
Okay. Okay, now tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have Tom Basenko on, and we're just waiting to see what happens out there. And then Thursday, we have the United States Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard. They're pulling in tomorrow night, but Thursday they're going to be on the show. We've got them exclusively here. And also, Congressman Wally Herger will be here at 8 o'clock to talk. So we're going to have the Marines and Wally Herger on Thursday. And then Friday, of course, is the Pancake Breakfast, and we're going to be on a remote right down there in the Gulch on the street with 10,000 of our closest friends. So we've got a big week coming up. You know, this is a big week. A lot of things going on, with a rodeo going on, Linda's birthday on Saturday. We've just got the rodeo parade that's going to be on the 21st. And tomorrow, of course, is a chili cook-off, the quick draw contest, the street dance. All that stuff's going on tomorrow.
Rolling in on Thursday morning after we do the chili cook-off judging. You know, we can't go without just consuming all of that.
Yeah, that's right. We've got all the chili that we can possibly eat there, and then try to not burn out our throats and other parts. And then on Thursday also is the Kitty Pet Parade and the beginning of the rodeo that night. So that sounds like it's going to be, you know, this is going to be a big week today. So are you seeing anything else out there? We've been hearing is that we just had a hint that they may be coming by, but
I can hear them off in the yonder.
You can hear it, huh?
I'm hearing them off in the yonder. I hear a lot of shots, and then there's a big pause. Oh, there was a big boom. I'm hearing shots, and then a pause, and then shots and a pause.
Shots and applause?
What are they? Shots and a pause.
Oh, a shots and a pause. Okay, I thought you said they were
like
applauding,
pause.
Applauding for
him.
Okay. All right, great. Okay.
Somebody's wiped out, but I know we're going to have to go here at 9. So
that's right. And what we're going to do is there are hints and clues, and we're going to put that on our station.
Get a over.
What?
You know what kind of calendar that is?
Calendar.
I'm not following you there, honey.
I hear a lot of V8s and V6s driving by, but over yonder, I do hear a high caliber.
Oh, a high caliber. Okay, go it off.
High caliber.
Okay, how much time we got left here?
We're under a minute.
Okay, we're under a minute. Okay, tomorrow, again, Tom Basinko will be here. Gary Cadd talking about city council. Thursday, the United States Mounted Color Guard, Congressman Wally Herger. And Friday, we're going to be at the pancake breakfast down in the Gulch. So stay tuned here. And then today, also, we're going to be giving out the clue about the first clue about who robbed the bank. We've got them right here, and we're going to make it into a commercial and play it all day long for you. It's Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.